Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Ches. We are holding on Daf Zayin Amid Beis. We were discussing yesterday the idea that when you are Mazah the Dam with your finger, when a Kohen is Mazah the Dam with his finger, that the Dam Sheba Etzba is not allowed to be used a second time. The Dam Sheba Etzba, each sprinkling of Dam, requires a new dipping of the finger in the Dam, because you're not allowed to use the leftover blood on the finger. So that was what Rebbe Elazar had said. Af bidam lo kidesh. We had a discussion about both by the May Parah and the Dam Karban. If you catch pachos mikidei hazaa in each of two kalim, that it doesn't become kadosh in the kalim. So we're holding. Let's pick up, I guess, from. I'm not sure exactly where we're holding. Where we leave off, and remember. Amalei Ravin? Okay, so I'll pick up from there. So Amalei Ravin Baravada Lurava, Ami Talmidcha, Amar of Amram, Tanya Hayamaza Vinitza Azam Yado. If a person was sprinkling the dam and a little bit of the blood comes flying out of his hand and gets on someone's clothing, gets on the gadim, imachlo he's a Totan Kibus. If the blood splashed on the clothing before the Hazaah, then you need Kibus Begadim. Remember, we had a whole Sugya Mesachas Vachim that discussed the mitzvah, the requirement of Kibus Begadim. Misha Hiza, if the blood falls on the clothing after you already did the Hazaah, then ain't Totan Kibus. Then there's no requirement of Kibus Begadim. My lav, Adchlo Gamar Hazaaso, Umisha Gamar Hazaaso. What does it mean? Adchlo Hiza, and after Hiza, doesn't that mean before you finish all the hazaos and after you finish all the hazaos? Shmamina de shirayim shabbat spak sherim. And what we're saying is that before you finish all the hazaos, even though you still have blood on your finger from one of the previous hazaos, that is still going to have the same status as blood that was never sprinkled yet. So you see that dam that's left over on the etzpa, that's left over on your finger, is kosher. As Rashi writes in the first wide line, my lav achlo gomar kol zayin hazaos katani detal. Kibbutz. When do we say you need kibbutz? If the blood comes, again, blood that you need kibbutz on is only blood that otherwise would have been kosher and then was and then splashed on the baguette. So you see that you need kibbutz when the blood when the blood splatters on the baguette before you finished all of the hazaos. Even if it only came from the shiari etzba, from what was left over on your finger from the previous hazaah, almak sherin hazaah. So don't you see from there that the blood that's left over on the kohen's finger after he does a hazaah is still kosher, that you don't need to necessarily dip again in order to make kosher blood? So it says Marlo, no, you misunderstood what it means. Achlo hiza misha hiza. Achlo yatsa miyado hazaah ta'un kibus. Misha yatsa hazaah miyado v'nitza miyado. It doesn't mean before you've completed the whole series of hazaos and after you've completed the whole series of hazaos. No, it means before you did the hazaah with this dipping, so then that blood is still kosher, and therefore that's going to require kibus if it gets on the begadim. But after you do the hazaah with this dipping, then the remaining blood on the finger is not going to be kosher because it's shiare etzba, and therefore if that blood gets on the begadim, it's not going to need kibbutz. So you see clearly, adrab, that's not a raya that the shiare etzba are still kosher. This actually is a source that's a raya that it's not kosher. So it says more esve abaye. When he finishes doing the hazaah, so he cleans off his finger on the guf of the para, on the actual para itself. This is by the para manisrafim, so the para aduma, it's going to be burnt away from the harabayis anyway. So he finishes the hazaah, he can wash off his or rub off his the blood that's on his hand on the guf of the para. Gomer in lo gomer lo. Sounds like only if he's gomer, only if he finished he completed the azos, but not if he has not yet completed the azos. And says Rashi, Alma shirayim sheba etzba ksherim velo tzaruch kinuach. So you see that the shirayim on the etzba are kosher because you don't need to wipe them off on the para. It's only when you finish everything that's what's not kosher, and that's what you need to wipe off on the para. But otherwise, prior to that, the leftover blood on your finger from one of the previous azos, when you still want to do another azah, does not need to be wiped off. So says Gemara, no, Amar Lei, gomar mekaneach yado, lo gomar mekaneach etzba'o. The difference is, if he finished all the azaos, he has to clean off his entire hand. But lo gomar, he cleans off the finger between each haza'a, because that's where he's sprinkling from. He's sprinkling from the finger. And the blood that's remaining on the finger from before is invalid to do haza'os with. So again, it's exactly speaking to our point, that you're not allowed to do haza'os with the dam that's left over on the etzba. It's not that you're allowed to. You're not allowed to. When we talk about gamar, so then you have to do more thorough cleaning of the entire hand. Says Gemara, Bishlama gamar mekaneach yado. I understand very well that when you finish, you mekaneach yado begufa shel para, on the para itself. And as Rashi explains, shari para lefan of nisrefes liachas shiorim min ahar. The para is going to be burnt right in front of him when he comes down from the mountain. D'chsiv v'sarafes apara le'enav. So that makes plenty of sense. The para is right there, so it's easy for him to do a kinuach to wipe off his hand on the para. D'chsiv v'sarafes apara le'enav. Back in the Gemara, elo gamar mekaneach etzba'o b'may mekaneach. But when you say that lo gamar, that he cleans off his finger, so b'may mekaneach, meaning he's not next to the para. What does he use to clean off his finger? Does he have a shmata there? How's he cleaning off his finger? Meaning by the hand, we know very clearly it says mekaneach yadu begufa shel para, that he'll go and he'll clean off his hand on the goof of the para. But if it's lo gamar, how's he mekaneach etzba'o? He's got nothing to be mekaneach with. So we're going to skip the parentheses. Amar Abaye b'svas mizrak, on the edge of the spoon. So and Rashi says that's why the mizrakim are called kipurei zahav in Sefer Ezra, because the Gemara says b'svas mizrak k'duchsiv kipurei zahav. Rashi explains because since he's mekaneach yadobo, since he cleans off his hand with it, his finger with it, and cleaning is v'chiper yadeha. You clean off your hand. It's such a lashon of v'chiper. So that's why they're called kipurei Zahav. So that's what he would clean his finger off on. So Frakling Mara Miyam Rablazra Hachi. Does Rabbi Elazar really say this? Meaning, now this is a new thing. Miyam Rabbi Elazar Hachi, if you remember it, Rabbi Elazar in the middle of the Amud on over here on Zion and Beis, Rabbi Elazar said, Af Bidam Lo Kidesh, that you can't be Mekadesh Lechatzain, including by Dam as well. It's not just by the Mei Para that you can't be Mekadesh Lechatzain, that you can't take half the shear that you need in one Kli and half the shear that you need in another Kli and be Mekadesh each of them, even though they're only halves. So the Gemara is going to question whether Reb Lezer in fact really holds that. This is going to begin a whole sugya relating to the Chavite Kohen Gadol. In Parshas HaShavua, this week's Parsha, Parshas Tzav, the Torah tells us that the Kohen Gadol has to bring every day a Minchas Chavitin. That's what the Pasuk says. Ze Korban Aron Uvanav Asher Yakrivu LaHashem B'Yom Himashach Oso Asira Seif Asolus Mincha Tamid Machatzisa Baboker. So obviously when we're talking about Kiddush Lechatzain, it makes sense to bring in the Minchas Chavitin as a topic. So that which it says, a Mincha Tamid, we see that the Kohen Gadol has to bring this Korban Mincha each and every day. It's called Chavitin because it's made in a Machvas. Remember we discussed the different pans that they would use for a Korban Mincha, Machvas and Marcheshes. So it's called the Minchas Chavitin. It's a regular Korban Mincha, except it's made in a Machvas, like a regular Korban Mincha, but it's split into two, and he brings half of it in the morning, half of it in the evening. Even though every other mincha needs a shear of shemen, which is a lug, this mincha, the shemen is more. It says al machvas b'shemen, so we just don't know how much shemen. The Gemara initially is not going to know how much shemen they added. So the Gemara makes a diun. It says shemen over here by the minchas machvas, and it says by the minchas nesachim shemen. So just like by the nesachim, shemen is three lug. For each Isaron, so to over here is three lugin li Isaron, and they mix the solas and the shemen, and then they boil it in boiling water. They boil that oily flour in boiling water. So another chiluk that we have between other menachos and the minchas chavitin is that all other menachos are ba'os eser chalos, minchas chavitin is shneim eser chalos. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Vav is going to mention that distinction. This mincha is not brought all at one time, like we said. They split it up, and they're makriv half of it in the morning, half of it in the evening. So even though it's not all brought at one time, it wasn't ba'a b'chatzan either. They would bring the Saron Shalem That meaning, initially, when he would bring it, he wouldn't bring it l'chatzayin. Initially, it was brought completely, and then it was split. Which would mean, the Kohen Gadol will bring a nisaron shalem mi beiso. This doesn't come from communal funds, this is his own personal karban. So he brings a nisaron shalem, a flower from his house, and he splits it up. Because it never says machtzis baboker, machtzis ba'erev, it says machatzisa. Baboker machatzisa ba'erev, which sounds like he's being machatzeh from that which was shalem previously. That we're going to see in today's daf, that he brings it initially as a davar shalem, and then he splits it up. In the way that they split that he splits the mincha, what exactly the precise way that he splits the mincha is subject to machlokas Rambam and Ravid in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Dalet. The Rambam writes that he bakes first all the 12 chalos, he splits up each challah roughly in half, and then he brings 12 half challos baboker and 12 half challos ba'erev. The Ravid says that he doesn't break up the challos themselves. No, you don't cut them in half. You bring 6 challos baboker, 6 challos ba'erev. But the general principle that it's split up, that itself is taught in the Torah. The question is exactly how he would split it in half, each loaf or all the loaves as in total. Now, machtzisa baboker, the half that's brought in the morning is brought together with the Tamid Shal Shachar. The Machtzisa Be'erev is brought together with the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. The Torah requires them to be brought together with the Tamid because it says, Asiru Sefer Solos Mincha, Tamid, which implies that it has to be Samuch to the Tamid, that you bring it together with the Tamid. So the Gemara in Yuma says that it was brought between the Minchas HaTamid and the Nesachim of the Tamid, because it says, L'hakrivi shel Hashem Ola, u'mincha zevach, u'nesachim dvar yom biyomo. So from Ola u'mincha, we learn that the Minchas HaOla comes after the Ola right away, and you can't be mafsik with anything else between the Minchas HaOla, the Minchas HaOla and the Ola. So we can't be mafsik with Chavitin in between the Ola and the Minchas HaTamid rather. And just like the Minchas HaOla comes before the Nesachim, the Chavitin also come before the Nesachim. Even though the Chavitin are a Mincha, they come before the Nesachim. That is some basic background into the Chavite Kohen Gadol, which we're about to discuss. So again, here we are, 3 lines from the bottom, Zainam Beis. And here we are, we're about to challenge Rabbi Eliezer. How can you, Rabbi Eliezer, say, or does, not challenge Rabbi Eliezer, does Rabbi Eliezer really say, Afbedam lo kidesh, that you can't be Mekadosh lechatzain, that Dam can't be Kadosh lechatzain, Umiyam Rabbi Eliezer hachiva itmar, Chavite Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eino Kadosh lechatzain, Rabbi Eliezer mitoch shekiv lechatzain, Kadosh lechatzain, Machlokas, whether the Chavite Kohen Gadol can become Kadosh lechatzain. Rabbi Yochanan says it cannot be. Rabbi Elazar says it can be because it's going to be nikrav lechatzain anyway. Since you have to bring machzisa b'boker, machzisa b'erev, so therefore it can become kadosh lechatzain since it's going to be nikrav lechatzain. B'pashus, the Gemara means to say that since it's brought in halves, it doesn't need a kiddush by anything more than halves because the kiddush is just to prepare it for the Hakrava. The Brisker Rav asked, though, according to the Rambam that we mentioned, the Chavite Kohen Gadol, that when we say it's brought lechatzayin, what does it mean? It means that you cut each challah in half, but you bring, you bake all at one time the full 12 challahs, and you bring 12 half challahs baboker and 12 half in the evening. So, letzorech hakravas chetzia, you can't be makdish only chetzia, because even when you want to be makriv only chetzia, you need to be makdish the whole thing, because you need to bake the 12 loaves in order to be able to have 12 half loaves. According to the Ravid, let's move on, I understand very well. According to the Ravid, that you're only going to take 6 loaves, so litzorech the hakrava of 6 loaves, you really only need it to be mekadesh half of the flour. Great! So that's why you have such a svara, that because the hakrava is the kedusha is only there to prepare for the hakrava. So if the hakrava is the chatzan, the kedusha is the chatzan. It makes great sense according to the Ravid. But over here it doesn't make sense because the kedusha, the hakrava, it can only be done if you've already baked all 12, according to the Rambam. So yeah, you have to be makdish all of it lechora. So you have to say that the Rambam would hold that the shita of Rabbi Lazar is that that because this mincha is defined as a mincha that's kreva lachatzain, so we learn that there's kedusha lachatzain as well. It's not because that they're connected to each other in a practical way, that you need the kedusha in order to do the hakrava, they're connected together in a more theoretical way, that it's part of the same mincha, and this mincha is done in halves. But bottom line is, Rabbi Lezer is the one that says that it could be kadosh lechatzain. Frankly, Gemara v'im Isa. But if Rabbi Lezer really holds that dam cannot be kiddush lechatzain, leilif mi dam, why does Rabbi Lezer say that the mincha can be? Shouldn't he learn it out from dam? Shouldn't he learn it out from a regular carbon of dam? The chitaim Rabbi Lezer milsim milsa lo gamar. And if you're going to tell me, no, Rabbi Lezer has a principle. He doesn't learn one thing out from another thing. So it says Gemara v'am Rabbi Lezer mincha shekam tzu behechal k'sheira shekein matzina b'silik bazichin, that a mincha that you do the kmitza. The Hechal, how do I know that it's kosher? Because we learned that out from the Siluk Bazichin. Again, this is a comparison between the Lechem Apanim and a regular Karban Mincha, that we view the Siluk Bazichin of the Lechem Apanim as if it's a Kmitza on a regular Karban Mincha. So we say, oh, you could do the Siluk Bazichin Behechal, it's the only place to do it, so it must be that you're able to do the Kmitza, and when any sort of Kmitza in the Hechal. So that's Rabbi Lazar. It's Rabbi Lazar learning one thing from another, so don't tell me Rabbi Lezer doesn't learn one thing from another, and therefore we're back to our kasha that why is it that Rabbi Lezer did not learn the halacha of a mincha lechatzain from dam lechatzain? So mincha mi mincha yalef, mincha mi dam lo yalef. Now there's a big difference. He'll learn out the halacha of one carbon mincha from the halacha of another carbon mincha. He's not going to learn mincha mi dam. So frak the Gemara, mincha mi mincha mi yalef. Does he even learn the halachas of one carbon mincha from another carbon mincha? Is that true? Tanya, we have a brisa, ad shlo parka nifras. If before the lechem apanim was removed on Shabbos, the bread itself became nifras, it broke down, it became chaser, so nifras lechma, then halechem pasul ve'ein makdir levas habezichin. Then the lechem is pasul, and you can't be makdir the bezichin based on that lechem, because the lechem has already become chaser. But misha parka nifras lechma, but if the bread became nifras after it was already removed, then halechem pasul, okay, the bread itself is going to be pasul, because it's a mincha that became chaser before the kmitza, but it's a mincha that became chaser, in this case, after the kmitza, after the siluk of the bezichin, so it's after the kmitza, but it's before the akhtara, so makdir lovas a bezichin. For that, the lechem itself is pasul, but you're allowed to be makdir the bezichin, so v'amar blazar, so Rabbi Lezer says, what does it mean, before it was parka, la'achar parka, lo parka mamish, elekiven she'igiz mana lifrok, afal pisha lo parka, kimisha parka damya. That since it's higiz man to be parik, to remove them from the shulchan, even though you have not yet done so, it's ki'ilu is already nifrak. So va'amai, tavi kemincha she'chasra kodem kemitza, why don't you consider it like a mincha that was chaser before the kemitza? Why doesn't Rabbi Lezer just say that it's the same thing, that if it's adayin lo pirkav, it still hasn't actually been nifrak, and it becomes puzzle. We learn from mincha that if it's chasum mikashir, that it's invalid. So why doesn't he say that it's considered like a mincha that became chasur kodem kmitza and it should be totally invalid? Meaning apparently if Rabbi Lezer learns mincha mi mincha, he should have learned the mincha of lechem apanim, the halachos of the mincha of lechem apanim from a regular mincha that has a kmitza involved. So again, big picture, what are we doing over here? We were asking, why is it, if Rabbi Lezer really holds that dam cannot be kadosh lechatzain, why doesn't he learn the halacha of the chavite kohen gadol, the mincha of the chavite kohen gadol, from dam, and say that that also cannot be kadosh lechatzain? He says it can be. Why doesn't he learn it from dam? So he wanted to suggest Rabbi Lezer doesn't learn one thing from another. So he said, but yes, he does. Sometimes he does. So he said, yeah, he does when it's a mincha from a mincha. But a mincha from dam, he won't. So now we're saying that's not true. Over here you have a situation of a mincha from a mincha, the lechem apanim from a typical karban mincha, and we see Rabbi Lezer does not learn one from the other. So says Gemara, holo kasha, mincha lo barir, Breira Kometz Tidei. Vaha Barir Breira Kometz Tidei. There's a big difference between a regular Karban Mincha and the Lechem Hapanim Karban Mincha. A regular Karban Mincha, when you have all the flour and the oil in the actual Kli, you don't yet know which exact flour is going to be the Kemitza. But Lechem Hapanim, you know exactly which one is the Kemitza, because the Kemitza is the stuff in the Bezichin. The Lechem is on the Shulchan, the 12 loaves, and the Bezichin, that's going to be the Kemitza, because Kemitza is done very differently. It's not an actual kemitza. You don't stick three fingers full into a big kli by the lechem apanim. You just remove the spoons that are on the side of the shulchan. So since they're independent and they're sitting there on the side, so that's why when it's higiyas man lifrok, it's as if it's already come to dami. It's as if it's already nikmat at that point. Why is it already nikmat at that point? Because it's already distinguished. The kemitza is already set aside from the rest of that karban mincha. So the zman is going to be critical. But when in reality the flour that's going to be the kemitza has not been set aside from the rest of the flour, then you need a physical kemitza. Having this man arrive is not going to be good enough. So again, halakasha mincha lo baru breiru komitz tidei va baru breiru komitz tidei v'kimet she'igiyah zman alifro keman depar kadamya. So since the zman came to be porik, it's as if it's already done by the lechem apanim. Elameata, so frankly, If that's the case, Tavi Kishi Rayim Shechasru Bein Kemitza Laktara De'in Maktirin Kometz Aleihen, shouldn't it have a din of Shirayim that became Chaser in between the Kemitza and the Haktara? And the Halacha by Shirayim, the Shirayim in general of Karban Mincha, is the non-Kemitza part. So by the Lechem Apanim, it's going to be the 12 loaves. So if those 12 loaves, we're talking about when they become Nifras, which means they become Chaser. So the exact parallel over here is that this should be like Shirayim that becomes Chaser after the Kemitza, before the Haktara. And generally the Halacha is that you're not Maktir Kometz on Shirayim that became Nifras, after the Kemitza, before the Haktara. Why should Lechem Apanim be any different? So says Mar, Lav Plukta Ninu, isn't that a Machlokas though? Rav Lazar Savla Kamadi, Yamar Shirayim Shechasru Ben Kemitza Laktara, Maktir Kometz Aleihen. No, Rav Lazar disagrees with that premise. He says that Shirayim that becomes Chaser between the Kemitza and the Haktara, you are Maktir the Kometz. You don't say that, I can't be Maktir the Kometz. And that's why Rav Lazar says that Ad Shalom Parka, Misha Parka Nifras Lachma, the Lechem is possible, but you're allowed to be Makti the Bezichin. The Bezichin are the Kemitza in this case. Rabbi Lazar holds, if it becomes Chaser after the Kemitza, before the Haktara, that you're allowed to go and be Maktir the Kemitza. And in this case, the Kemitza is the Bezichin. Fine, says the Gemara, Gufa. Now going back to the discussion of the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Chavite Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eino Kedosha L'Chatzon, Rabbi Lazar Amar, Mitoch Shekir V'L'Chatzon, Kedosha L'Chatzon. We said on the bottom of Zayin and Beis that Chavite Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yochanan holds, cannot become Kedosh L'Chatzon. Rabbi Lazar says, since it could be Nikrav L'Chatzon, it can be Kodesh L'Chatzon. So I'm Rabbi Acha, my time with Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that it cannot be Kodesh L'Chatzon? So Amar Kra, Mincha Machatzisa. Hevi mincha v'achar kach chotzehu. He says because that when it says mincha first, it's telling you bring a full mincha, and then after you bring a full mincha, a regular mincha, then split it into two and be makriv half in the morning and half in the evening. But initially, it has to be niktash as a full mincha. Meisvei chavite kohen gadol lo hayu ba'us chatzayin ele mevi isaron shalem v'chotzehu, that chavite kohen gadol would not be brought in half measure. Rather, they would bring a fully saron and then split it. Vitanya, and we learned in a brisa, ilu nemar mincha machatzis hayisi yomer maybe chatzis saron mibeso shachris umakriv chatzis saron beso arvis umakriv. Had it said mincha machatzis, I would have said that you bring half of the flour in the morning and you makriv that, and half of the flour in the evening and you makriv that. Tamalomar machatzisa beboker. So that's why the pasuk says machatzisa, which implies the half of that which is shalem in the morning. Mechsa Mishalim who mevi lemitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, when do you, so that would imply that the Shalim is Lefanav and that you split it into two. So the Gemara said, no, when do you need the Pasuk to bring to tell me that you bring a Shalim? That's Lemitzvah B'Alma. That's only Lechatchila. But really, if you're Mekadish at Lechatzayin, it's Mekudash and it's not going to be Chulin. It's not going to go out to Chulin. Again, so what are we doing? We're asking, how can you say that you're allowed to be Mekadish Lechatzayin? That the mincha is able to be nikdash lechatzayin. It's a kasha in Reb Lazar. How could Reb Lazar say that the mincha could be nikdash lechatzayin? We're darshaning right now from the pasuk that machatzisa implies that half of it, like we pointed out before, this is the Gemara we quoted before, that half of it implies that it was all brought at one time in the morning, that it was all nikdash, all at one time. So how could Reb Lazar say that it becomes nikdash lechatzayin? So the Gemara answers, no, that you bring a shalem in the morning, that's only the mitzvah, that's only as a mitzvah lechatchila, but it's not me'akev b'di'evet, and therefore it does become kadosh when you're makdish half at a time. So he says, but wait a second, we know the rule. The rule is whenever it says chuka, it means that it's even makev b'di'evet, that we're not just talking in lechatchilas over here. So how can you say this is only a b'di'eved? So this is only a l'chachila rather. So I'm lo nitzrucha el lavia shalem mi beso. Now all the pasuk is telling me is to bring it shalem from his house, but not necessarily that you have to be. But in kiddush b'kli shares, you could be mekadish at the chatzayin. Meaning we've been thinking in terms of two steps. We've been thinking in terms of hava mi beso and akrava, and we've been associating hava mi beso as with kiddush. No, that's not how it works. Havami Beso is going to his house and actually bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash. Then he's got to put some flour in a Kli Shares. So how much does he have to put in the Kli Shares? All of it or half of it? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's got to be all of it because the Kli Shares can only be Mekadesh all of it at one time, and then later you'll split it and bring half in the, and be Makriv half in the morning, half in the evening. Rabbi Lazar will say, no, he has to bring me Beso, he's got to bring all of it. When it comes to being Makdish in the Kli Shares, then at that point you can even do half. So, Frank the Gemara, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say what we attributed to him? Again, this was a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's not Kadosh Lechatzayin. So, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Vaha Itmar Hifrish Chatzi Yisaron V'dayta Lahosif. If he was Mafrish half of an Yisaron and he wants to be most, if he wants to add on to it to be Mashlim the full Yisaron. The Gemara Rashi quotes a Gemara from Daf Kuf Gimel that Ein Mincha P'chusim Yisaron, that a Mincha is never less than an Yisaron, because a person who says Harei Alei Chatzi Yisaron is Chayiv to bring an Yisaron Shalem. So this I think is not talking about the Chavite Kohen Gadol. Talking about just a regular situation, a regular guy who's Hifrish Chatzi Yisaron and he wants to add to the full. So Rav Amar Eino Kadosh. Rav says that it cannot be Kadosh, that the Chatzi Yisaron is not Kadosh. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kadosh. Rabbi Yochanan says no, he has Daita Lahosif, so even the half Yisaron can become Kadosh. But Ve'im Isa, but if you're going to say that Rabbi Yochanan holds by Chavite Kohen Gadol, that half cannot be Kadosh, so Leilif Mechavitin, why doesn't he say by a regular Karban Mincha, half can also not be Kadosh, because he learns it from Chavitin? Meaning, why wouldn't he compare the Chavite Kohen Gadol to the regular Karban Mincha to the Chavite Kohen Gadol and say that half cannot be Kadosh? V'chitem Rabbi Yochanan Milsim Milsim Lo Yalif. And if you want to tell me, again, this is a parallel discussion to what we were having on top of the page within Rabbi Lazar, that why didn't Rabbi Lazar learn from Dam, we wanted to say, that half cannot be Kadosh? Over here we're asking, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan learn from a regular Karban Mincha that half can be Kadosh? So if you want to tell me that maybe Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn Milsa mi Milsa, he has a principle that he doesn't learn one thing out from another, I'm not sure what that principle means. What do you mean, you don't learn Milsa mi Milsa? I didn't have a chance. to look into the stuff or even read it really before the shir. So I'm not sure. I didn't have a chance to look into it. I don't know what it means that a person doesn't learn milsim milsa. It seems that that's bemetzinu. That's what you do. What you do in kol haTorah kula. I don't know why we'd have such a principle over here that a person doesn't learn milsim milsim. Okay, well, I'll leave that as a question. But anyway, if you're going to say that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn milsim milsa, that milsim milsa liyaldif v'am Rabbi Yochanan, but didn't Rabbi Yochanan teach shlam sheshachtan behechal ksherin, that a shlamim that you shacht in the hechal is kosher? How do I know the chsiv? Because the pasuk says v'shachtu pesach ol moed, and we know that it's supposed to be shachted at the pesach ol moed, and we say shloye tafel chamur me ikur. That the tafel should never be more chamer than the ikker, meaning if the Torah demands that it should be done at the Pesach al Moed in the Azara, and if that obviously tells me the Azara is kasher, but we're saying why is the Azara kasher? You should do it as close to the Al Moed as possible, so the Azara, which is tafel, shouldn't be more chamer than the Heichal, which is the more kadosh place. So if that's the whole point, to be near there, so certainly if you do it in the Heichal itself, so all the more so the it's going to be kosher. So bottom line is that you see he learns one from the other. He learns the din of the Hechla from the din of the Azara. So if he can learn one, so he is medama milsa the milsa. So how can you tell me Rabbi Yochanan is not medama milsa the milsa? Answers the Gemara. No, when he has das to add on to it, that's different. In that situation, half can become kadosh when he originally is mekadesh that half. He has das already. He has plans already to do more than that. To do more than just that half. Ditanya, like we learned in a brisa, the Gemara darshins from the pasuk where the pasuk talks about karbono karis kesef achash social mishkal mizukach kesef. Shekel b'shekel hakodesh shneihem meleim soles blula b'shemen. So meleim in ain meleim el shlamim. Rather, meleim is only shlamim when they would literally fill up the mizrakim with flour. Rashi says rather ein malayim shoy malayim mamish and zakim so less el malayim kala asronos shekitchu betocho shlemim hayu. No, so he says when it says malayim, what it means is not that they would have to fill up all of the spoons, all of the mizrakos with flour per se, but it means that every isaron had to be an isaron shalem. Va'amar Rabbi Yosai Emasai, when is this true? Bizman she'in daita lahosif. When do you need them to be malayim? When do you need isaronim shlemim? You need them to be complete isarons. That's only if you don't plan on being mosif afterwards. Av bizman she'daita lahosif. But when you plan on being mosif afterwards, rishon kadosh. Then it becomes kadosh a little bit at a time. V'rav, and Rav who says that when you're mafresh shechatzi isaron, that it's not kadosh, right? Rav who thinks that it's not kadosh, because again, Rav argued on Rabbi Yochanan by a case of a regular mincha, not by the chavite kohen gadol, by a case of a regular mincha, when you're mafresh shechatzi isaron. We've just done a great job explaining Rabbi Yochanan, that even though Rabbi Yochanan normally holds by the chavite kohen gadol, that you can't be mekadosh lechatzain, Rabbi Yochanan's going to hold by a regular kavan mincha, you can be mekadosh lechatzain, but that's only because Daita Lahosif. And now we've just proven that Daita Lahosif matters. That whenever it's Daita Lahosif, it's not called Lechatzoyin. It's as if you're doing the whole thing at one time. How is Rav, who disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan and thinks that even when it's Daita Lahosif, it's no good, how is he going to address the brisa that we just mentioned? V'Rav b'chavitin k'man svirulei. Who does he hold like when it comes to the chavitin of the Kohen Gadol? Ik Rabbi Lazar, if he holds like Rabbi Lazar, well, Rabbi Lazar is the one that held that even lachatzain you could become kadosh. So leilith mechavitin, he should say that from the chavite kohen gadol, if even the chavite kohen gadol could become kadosh lachatzain, so a regular karban mincha should also be. V'chitema rav milsami milsa lo yalef. And if you want to tell me, no, Rav can't learn from the chavitin, because Rav doesn't compare two things to each other. He doesn't learn one thing from another. V'ha'amar Rav. So this is the third amora on the page that we're dealing with in terms of figuring out how he sort of contradicts himself in the halacha. We had Rabbi Lazar contradicting himself between the dam and the chavite kohen gadol. We had Rabbi Yochanan contradicting himself between the Chavite Kohen Gadol and the regular Korban Mincha. And here we have conjecture that if Rav holds like Rav Lazar, then he seems to be contradicting himself from the Chavitin to a regular, from the Chavite Kohen Gadol to a regular Korban Mincha. So says the Gemara, okay, but maybe he doesn't have to learn from the Chavite Kohen Gadol because Milsa mi Milsa lo Yalif. So says the Gemara, Vamarav, Mincha Kadosh Blo Shemen, that a Mincha can become Kadosh without any oil, Shekin Matzinu Belechem Apanim, because we find that that's true by the Lechem Apanim, that the Lechem Apanim without any oil becomes Kadosh, because it's a Mincha, it doesn't have any oil. However, it does have Lavona in the Bazichin. Below Lavona, but a Mincha can also become Kadosh without the Lavona, because we find that as well, Shekin Matzinu B'Minchas Nesachim, we find that by the Minchas Nesachim, below Shemen Ubelo Lavona, if it has neither Shemen or Lavona, can also become Kodesh, Shekin Matzinu B'Minchas Chotei, because so we find by the Minchas Chotei. Remember we said according to Rabbi Shimon, we wish the Minchas Chotei had Shemen or Lavona. Let the guy pay a few extra bucks. He doesn't deserve to be Chotei Niskar. But at the end of the day, we just don't want his carbon to be a nice carbon. So he has neither Shemen or Lavona. So bottom line is that what's he doing? What's this whole statement of Rav? It's learning one thing from another. The whole statement, the whole sentence is about that. How do I know a mincha can be kosher without shemen? Learn from this carbon mincha, learn from that carbon. He's just going learning from one to the other. So you can't say that Rav holds like Rav Lazar, and he just is not medama milsa la milsa. So al kach Rav Rabbi Yochanan sfirle. So what you need to say is that Rav holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that Rav, in terms of chavite kohen gadol, he's going to hold that it cannot be kadosh lechatzain, and by regular chavitin, he's going to say it's the same thing. By regular carbon mincha, cannot be kadosh lechatzain. He apparently doesn't hold of this rule of daita lahosif. The Gemara never really addresses that part, never addresses what he's going to do with the brisa, which is never really such a problem because Rav Tanahu, so that's, you know, it's not the biggest deal. Gufa, Amar Rav, Mincha Kadosh Below Shemen. So going back to that statement, so Rav says a Mincha can become Kadosh Below Shemen, Shekem Atzin B'Lechem Apanim, because we find the by Lechem Apanim, Below Levona, Shekem Atzin B'Mincha Sasachim, Below Shemen U Below Levona, Shekem Atzin B'Mincha Schotei. Fine, that was the statement of Rav. V'shemen ulavona kachi high below high v'hai below high, and shemen ulavona can each become kadosh one without the other. Shemen shekein matzinu belug shemen shel mitzara. We find that shemen can become kadosh without lavona by the lug shemen shel mitzara. Lavona shekein matzinu belavona haba bebezichin. Lavona we find that it can become kadosh without shemen again by the lechem apanim, the lavona that's brought in the bezichin next to the on the shulchan. Rabbi Chanina Amar. Lozu kedusha b'lozu, v'lozu kedusha b'lozu. Rabbi Chanina says no. Neither one can become kadosh without the other one. Ule Rabbi Chanina isaron lama nimshach. So according to Rabbi Chanina, why is the isaron nimshach with shemen amishcha to be mekadesh that which is put inside of it? It's not miskadesh at all according to Rabbi Chanina because it doesn't have shemen or levona with the isaron shel soles. So how could it possibly be nimshach? How could it possibly be kadosh? So the mincha. No, that's only for minchas chotei. That minchas chotei where it doesn't require shemen ulavona. The lug lama nimshach. And why is the lug? Why is the lug nimshach according to Rabbi Chanina? So the answer is the lug shel mitzora. Dafka for the lug shel mitzora. Meaning Rabbi Chanina is not going to deny that there are these karbanos where this happens. He's just going to say that they're not examples for every other karban. Va'av Shmuel savor lahadarav. And Shmuel happens to agree to Rav on this point that a klishares is mekadesh solas alone, even though you can't be makdir it without shemen. It becomes kadosh when it's just soulless alone. That Shmuel agrees to that point. Ditnan kli alach mekadshenas alach. The kelim that are supposed to hold moist things, wet things, are mekadesh wet things. Amidos hayavish mekadshenas yavish. Those kelim that are supposed to hold things dry, that measure out dry things, are mekadesh things that are yavish. Vein kli alach mekadshenas yavish lo amidos hayavish mekadshenas alach. But it doesn't work in the opposite. Va'amar Shmuel lo shenu el amidos. It only says that about midos. Aval mizrakos mekadshos as yavish. But the mizrakos, which are clay lach, are able to be mekadesh yavish. Shneim leim solus b'lu b'shemen. So that's what Shmuel says that even though mizrakos are meant to hold lach, they could be mekadish yavesh. Amle Ravachami difta the Ravina mincha lachahi. So Ravachami difta says Ravina mincha is lach because it's belula b'shemen. So you can't learn from the mizrak that it could be mekadish yavesh because the mizrak is mekadish a mincha, and a mincha is actually moist because it has oil in it. Amle lanitzcha el yavesh shaban. No, he says what I'm saying is that even in a mincha that's belula, there are some pockets of flour that are still dry. Not all of the flour necessarily gets belula yafa yafa to the point that it's all completely taken care of. Some of it is still dry, and that part is kadosh. Or you could say mincha, you want to call it wet. It's wet in comparison to things that are completely dry, but in comparison to dam, which is a pure liquid, so mincha is actually considered dry. Gufa, Amr Blazer, Mincha Shakamsa Behechel Kshera, Shekin Matsinu Basilik Bazichin. We had said earlier that Rablazer holds a mincha that you do the kmitza on in the Hechel's kasher, because we find the Silik Bazichin, which is the kmitza equivalent by the Lechem Apanim, is also kasher. Masav Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'kametz misham mimakom sheragle azar omdos, that you could do the kmitza from the place where the ragle azar omdos, which means not the heichal. But b'seir omer minayin shem kametz b'smol sheyachzor v'yikmotz b'yamin. How do I know that if you do the kmitza with your left hand, that you could do the kmitza over again with your right hand? You put back the kmitza, the original, and do it again with your right hand, like the Mishnah said. Tamal omer v'kametz misham mimakom shekametz kvar. That v'kametz misham does not mean from the place where the ragle azar omdos, it means from the place where you took out the original kmitza. Ikita amri hu mosivla v'hu mefarikla. Some say that he asked the question, he answered it. Ikita amri amri rav Yaakov rav Yirmiyahu bar Tachlifa azbrolach lo nitzrucha ela lahachshir kol azar kula. That I'll explain to you that all it's saying is that it's coming to tell you that the whole azara is kasher. Shalot tomar, that you shouldn't say hol va'ola kache kachim mincha kache kachim, that since ola and mincha are both kache kachim, ma ola tu netzafon af mincha tu netzafon, ma la ola shekein kalil, because you shouldn't say that they both need tzafon. Ma la ola shekein kalil, ola is different because it's totally burnt. Mechatas, maybe you should learn from chatas that it's not totally burnt. Well, ma la chatas shekein mechaperes, chatas has its own chumrah that it's mechaper al chayavi krisos. May asham, maybe you can learn from asham, it's not mechaper al chayavi krisos. Ma la asham shekein mine damim, but asham is at least mine damim. Mikulu nami shekein mine damim, and all ola, chatas, and asham can't together teach me that mincha is brought with tzafon because they're all mine damim. Ela istrich. So rather, I need the pasuk. Sal kadei dechamina hol uksivi kriva lekoyin v'gishal mizbech v'kamatz ma'agash v'karen dromus ma'aravis av kmitz and nami v'karen dromus ma'aravis kamash milan. Therefore, comes to tell me that no, it could be brought in the entire azar, because I would have thought it's much more limited. But it's not coming la'afuke the makom sharagli zar omdas. Okay, we'll stop there.